Lesson 25. Matthew chapter 22, verses 15 through 46. Introduction. While Jesus continued teaching at the temple, the Pharisees and the Sadducees tried to entrap him by asking him difficult questions. He successfully responded to their questions and taught them to obey the laws of the land and to keep the two great commandments. Note: lead students through the learning process. Help students better understand and internalize gospel principles by leading them through the learning process. Encourage them to search the scriptures for understanding and help them discover gospel truths for themselves. Also, give students opportunities to explain the gospel in their own words and to share and testify of what they know and feel. This will help students not only understand the gospel, but feel its truthfulness in their hearts. Suggestions for teaching. Matthew chapter 22, verses 15 through 22. The Pharisees tried to entrap the Savior by asking him if it is lawful to pay tribute. What are some important laws the government has established in our society? Why do you think they are important? Ask students to silently consider if there are any laws they don't obey as well as they should. As students study Matthew 22, 15 through 22, invite them to look for what Jesus Christ taught about obeying the laws of the land. Remind students that during the last week of the Savior's life, he taught daily at the temple in Jerusalem. Invite a student to read Matthew 22, 15 aloud, and ask the class to follow along and look for what the Pharisees tried to do to the Savior. What does the phrase, "entangle him in his talk," mean? Invite a student to read Matthew 22, 16 and 17 aloud, and ask the class to look for how the Pharisees tried to trick the Savior. Explain that the word tribute, in verse 17, means taxes, and that Caesar was the emperor of the Roman Empire, which ruled over Israel at the time. How was the question they asked Jesus Christ a potential trap? If the Savior said it was right to pay taxes to the Roman Empire, the Jews would consider him a supporter of Rome and disloyal to his own people. If the Savior told them it was not lawful to pay taxes, the Pharisees could accuse Jesus of treason and report him to the Roman authorities. Invite a student to read Matthew 22, 18 through 21 aloud, and ask the class to look for how the Savior responded to the Pharisees' question. Explain that the phrase, "Render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's," in verse 21, refers to our obligation to obey civil laws, such as the law to pay taxes. Hold up a coin and ask, why was the Savior's answer a perfect response to the Pharisees' question? What truth can we learn from the Savior's teaching that we should render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's? Students may use different words, but make sure they identify the following truth. The Lord expects us to be good citizens and obey the laws of the land. See also Articles of Faith, chapter 1, verse 12. Why do you think it is important for us as disciples of Jesus Christ to be good citizens and obey the laws of the land? Invite students to read Matthew 22:22 silently, looking for how the Pharisees reacted to the Savior's response. Ask students to report what they find. Matthew 22, verses 23 through 34. The Savior teaches the Sadducees about marriage and the resurrection. Explain that in addition to the Pharisees, the Sadducees also tried to trap the Savior in his words as he taught in the temple. To help students understand the Sadducees' belief, invite them to silently read the entry "Sadducees" in the Bible dictionary. Ask students to look for what the Sadducees believed and did not believe. What beliefs did the Sadducees reject? Invite a student to read Matthew 22, 23 through 28 aloud, and ask the class to look for how the Sadducees tried to trick the Savior. How would you summarize the question the Sadducees asked the Savior? Explain that the Sadducees intentionally misapplied an Old Testament custom that was designed to provide for widows. See Bible Dictionary, Levirate Marriage. they attempted to exaggerate this custom to discredit the doctrine of the resurrection. Invite a student to read Matthew 22:29-30 aloud, and ask the class to look for the Savior's response to the Sadducees' question. How did the Savior respond to the question? To help students understand the Savior's response, invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Bruce R. McConkie of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Quote, Jesus Christ is not denying but limiting the prevailing concept that there will be marrying and giving in marriage in heaven. He is saying that as far as they, the Sadducees, are concerned, that as far as they, the children of this world, are concerned, the family unit does not and will not continue in the resurrection. Therefore, when they, those who will not, do not, or cannot live the law of eternal marriage, are out of the world, they neither marry nor are given in marriage. That is, there is neither marrying nor giving in marriage in heaven for those to whom Jesus was speaking, for those who do not even believe in a resurrection, let alone all other saving truths. End quote. From Doctrinal New Testament Commentary, Volume 1, page 606. To help students understand the Savior's message in Matthew 22, verses 29-30, explain that the Lord revealed many important truths regarding eternal marriage to the prophet Joseph Smith. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, section 132, verses 15-17 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Lord revealed to Joseph Smith about marriage. Who did the Lord say would not marry nor be given in marriage, in verse 16, in the resurrection? What truth did the Savior teach in Matthew 22:30 and Doctrine and Covenants 132:15-17 about marriage and postmortal life? Students may use different words, but make sure they identify the following truth. Those who are not sealed by priesthood authority to their spouses in mortality or through proxy ordinances in temples will not be married in the world to come. Invite a student to read Matthew 22, verses 31-33 aloud, and ask the class to look for what other truths the Savior taught the Sadducees about the resurrection. What did the Savior say in verse 32 that indicates that the resurrection is real? How did the people respond when they heard the Savior teach these doctrines? Matthew chapter 22, verses 34-40. The Savior teaches about the two great commandments. Invite students to write in their class notebooks or scripture study journals as many commandments as they can think of in 1 minute. Ask students to report how many commandments they were able to write. Explain that Judaism teaches that the law of Moses contains 613 commandments. Invite a student to read Matthew 22:35-36 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the question one of the Pharisees asked the Savior concerning these commandments. What question did the Pharisee ask the Savior? Before students look at the Savior's answer, invite them to circle a commandment on their list that they think is the great or most important commandment. Ask a few students to report which commandment they circled and explain why they circled it. Note, Matthew 22, verses 36-39 is a Scripture Mastery passage. Studying Scripture Mastery passages will help students increase their understanding of basic doctrines and be prepared to teach them to others. You may want to suggest that students mark Scripture Mastery passages in a distinctive way so they will be able to locate them easily. Refer to the teaching idea at the end of the lesson to help students with their mastery of this passage. Invite a student to read Matthew 22:37-40 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how the Savior responded to the Pharisees' question. What is the greatest commandment? What is the second greatest commandment? Explain that these two commandments were found in the law of Moses. Also explain that the Lord's direction to love thy neighbor refers to how we treat others. Why do you think these commandments are considered the greatest commandments? What does it mean in verse 40 that, quote, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets, end quote? Help students understand that all the commandments God revealed in the Law of Moses and through the Old Testament prophets were designed to help the people show their love for God and for their neighbor. If every commandment is designed to help us keep the two first great commandments, what principle can we learn from verse 40 about the importance of keeping all of God's commandments? After students respond, write the following principle on the board. If we truly love God and love our neighbor as ourselves, we will strive to keep all of God's commandments. To illustrate this principle, invite students to refer to the list of commandments they created in their class notebooks or scripture study journals. Ask them to put a star by the commandments that show love for God and a square by those commandments that show love for our neighbor. Some commandments may be marked with both a star and a square. Ask students to choose one of the commandments on their list and explain how obeying that commandment allows us to show our love for God, our love for our neighbor, or both. What feelings have you had when you have chosen to obey a particular commandment to show your love for God and for another person? Share your testimony of the principle that if we truly love God and love our neighbor as ourselves, we will keep all of God's commandments. Invite students to think of a commandment they could obey more faithfully to show their love for Heavenly Father or for another person, and encourage them to set a goal to do so. Invite them to write this goal in their class notebooks or scripture study journals. Matthew chapter 22, verses 41 through 46. The Savior asks the Pharisees what they think of Christ. Explain that after the Savior successfully answered the Pharisees' and Sadducees' questions, he asked the Pharisees some questions. Invite a student to read Matthew 22:41-42 aloud, and ask the class to look for what the Savior asked the Pharisees. What questions did Jesus Christ ask the Pharisees? How did the Pharisees respond? Explain that most Jews knew that Christ, or the Messiah, would be a descendant of King David. The Pharisees believed that Messiah would be crowned King of Israel and help them defeat foreign enemies, such as Rome, and receive their freedom, as King David had done previously. Summarize Matthew 22:43-46 by explaining that Jesus taught the Pharisees that according to their own scriptures, Christ was more than just the Son of David. He was also the Son of God. Or, as later revealed to John the Beloved, Christ is both the root and the offspring of David. See Revelation 22:16. He is both David's Lord and his descendant. Invite students to consider how they would answer the question, "What think ye of Christ?" Conclude by sharing your testimony of the Savior. Scripture Mastery, Matthew 22:36-39. Give students time to write the words from Matthew 22:36-39 on note cards or small pieces of paper. Invite students to carry their cards with them and refer to them periodically throughout the day to help them remember to keep the first and second commandments.